There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, it looks like more than 1 in 10 patients are taking aspirin inappropriately. Are you taking your baby aspirin wrong? No, it's orally, but that's not what they're talking about, not how you're taking it, just why you're taking it. So we need to talk about that, because baby aspirin could not be so baby when it comes to risks. We also found that a lot of us are shivering and cold and stuff. Well, there's a new type of way to trap body heat. Pretty cool stuff. And how psychologically you see somebody shiver, so you start to shiver. So we'll talk about that. I love it when we get to talk about psychology. We'll also talk about how pizza and beer are going gluten-free. Everything is about gluten-free. No one's going to fart anymore. It's going to be kind of nice. And then toxic biphosphenols, the BPA-free. We'll talk a little bit about that and how you can make sure you are BPA, well, avoiding BPA as much as you can. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In the previous segment, we were talking about how bisexual women are more likely to have mental anguish and depression and anxiety and eating disorders and thoughts of suicide than lesbian women. And, you know, we were trying to figure out, or I was trying to figure out, what could be the psychological basis for that, okay? You know, and, you know, even though social stigmas still seem to haunt lesbian women more than bisexual women seem to be able to hide more. Is it the fact that you have to hide? Is that something that would make you more psychologically vulnerable? Well, another sort of theory that has surfaced is the idea of somebody being bipolar. And the idea of suffering from bipolar, would that put you at risk for then being bisexual? And then if you are bisexual and you are found to have an increased risk of suicide, is it not the bisexuality but the bipolarness? You see what I mean? So somebody who is, let's say, bipolar, okay, they have their ups and their downs, okay, they seem to, you know, they seem to hit the poles. As opposed to circling the equator, they seem to extend out some octaves. And we find a lot of people with bipolar to be very, very artistic and very, very gifted in a whole variety of things. Some of the most intelligent, gifted people, they say Mozart was possibly bipolar. Many actors and actresses have come forth saying that they've had bipolar. But with the manic part of the bipolar, okay, because you have the manic, you have the more you have the more excitable stage, and then you have the lower pole, which would be a more depressive state. Unipolar would be more depression or unipolar mania. Bipolar, you hit both poles. And so somebody, like the North Pole and the South Pole, somebody who is, let's say, hypermanic, etc., may sometimes show hypersexuality. Somebody showing hypersexuality may or may not discriminate. Now, just because you're hypersexual does not mean you are going to have a homosexual encounter. However, some people that are hypersexual, they break down that mental barrier of, all right, I'm going to just stick with, you know, one sex or not, and may be more inclined to delve and experiment or just enter those other types of relationships. Somebody with bipolar, Okay, and I'm not saying all bipolars, but bipolar with the hypersexuality symptom, all right, is going to have episodes of them wanting to have sex. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to switch to heterosexual if they're homosexual or switch to homosexual if they're heterosexual. But there is that more inclination of somebody who's hypersexual to then possibly, as you know, as long as I just get what needs to get done, I don't care who does it. So when you start to then look at who are bisexual, not a lot of people who are bisexual have bipolar, but you may see a predominance of, if you had to pick any sort of demographic, you may see more of a preponderance of a bipolar sort of picture than somebody who isn't, of all the different demographics that would go to bisexuality. So now you have somebody who's bipolar, either controlled or uncontrolled. They could be much more inclined to suicide. So looking at the study of somebody who's bipolar, somebody who's bisexual, more inclined to suicide, eating disorders, anxiety, and depression, has anybody assessed them for bipolar? Okay? Now, somebody who's bipolar, you need to watch extremely carefully. All right? As with anything in medicine, a blood pressure that's, medium high, but stable like that, is a hell of a lot healthier than somebody that has normal blood pressure and then spikes super high, right? Because that spike could cause a stroke, heart attack, etc. Same thing with sugar. Somebody that always seems to kind of run low with sugar is usually a lot safer than somebody that has these rapid drops. Same thing with bipolar. The reason why bipolar can be so deadly for somebody is the rapidity and the speed in their spikes to being manic or being depressed, being in a good mood or not. A lot of you will say, you know, I have to walk around eggshells around her or him. I could say one thing and it'll set them off. The person that gets set off that quickly may need to have at least an evaluation for depression, anxiety, or bipolar, because they could be okay and just something tips them over the edge. You're also a lot more vulnerable psychologically, okay? You know, you're like, I got it together, I'm good. Well, maybe you're not good. Maybe you didn't deal with the depression. Maybe you didn't deal with what's hitting you. So then all of a sudden you see something and then you break down. So, you know, not being psychologically sound and being well treated for what you need to can also make you moody such as that. But especially in the very, very severe bipolar patients, we worry about drug abuse, we worry about depression, anxiety, etc. All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing something for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, one of my listeners from XM, who when we used to be on XM before we moved to iHeartRadio, haven't gotten to talk to him in a while. He used to call in. His name is Gregan. He had told me about this, and now I guess he's about to divorce his wife. This is an email that I received a while back, and it was a follow-up email to us talking about bipolar in the past. And in his later email, he writes, "My wife is 1,000% bipolar. When she's manic, she spends and spends and spends. When she's low, she hides in our room for days. She refuses to get treatment. I can't stay married to her much longer. If she doesn't want to help herself, I can't help her. Now, what this email, this particular email I didn't talk about on air, which is why I think I could talk about it today. But what the reason why I brought this up is many of you have asked me, as either patients or listeners, if you're married to somebody that has a problem and they don't want to get checked out or they don't want to get fixed, what are you supposed to do? You don't want to see them crash and burn, but you also don't want to live with somebody that is crashing and burning and taking you with them. And, you know, first and foremost, okay, you have to be healthy. And you have to think of yourself first with anything, because if you're not healthy, you're not going to help that person. So, for example, if you don't feel safe, if you're with somebody who is beating you, or you're with somebody that you think is going to hurt you, or if you're with somebody that is, you know, degrading you and berating you and mentally abusing you, you have to get out of that situation, even if it's temporary, so you can make sure you're healed. Because there is no way you're going to help your loved one with you being ill, psychologically or physically, okay? So, if you're having trouble living with somebody who's like that, they're drinking, they're beating you, you've got to get out of that situation immediately. You could always work to mend the relationship, but you need to be safe first, okay? We can't have you falling into a depression and you wanting to commit suicide. So take care of yourself first. I know it sounds selfish, but you have to. Next, now let's say you have somebody, all right, you think they're bipolar. All right, they're showing episodes of it, or they have, and again, bipolar is not always a bad thing. Like I said, I have a lot of patients that have bipolar, and the reason why they are as successful they are in entertainment or in the arts or whatever is because they can taste the octaves. They're very sensitive people, you know, and so, you know, a lot of times you're given a gift, but you're also given a curse. But let's say you have somebody that has severe or uncontrollable behavior secondary to a possible bipolar diagnosis or schizophrenia diagnosis or depression diagnosis, etc. All right. You know, when you go up to a family member and say you drink too much or you gamble too much or you have bipolar or whatever, you notice that doesn't work. Okay? You know, a lot of times it has to take somebody from the outside. All right? But it could be the doctor, and then they'll just go and get another doctor. I mean, that happens with me all the time. I stop giving pain medicines to somebody who I think is addicted. I recommend getting them help. I recommend getting them to a doctor that could help deal with the pain. Right? If it's a bad knee, bad back, etc., I get them a pain management doctor. But if they don't like that, they leave and they go somewhere else. Okay? You know, if they, you know, and so, you know, sometimes even an outside person, they'll just go and get a new outside person. But you also have to be careful with the way you talk to your loved one. You can't go up to your loved one and say, you have bipolar. And they're going to be like, well, first of all, who the hell are you? Okay, I mean, you're not a psychiatrist or a medical professional or whatever. You know, what I would suggest you do, okay, if you've already tried to get them in and you've already tried tons of different things, okay, when you do get a chance to talk and engage your loved one, okay, do baby steps. So, like, for example, right, you have somebody who has mania, spends a lot, etc. Okay, let's say you notice she doesn't sleep that well. Right, you know, baby, how are you sleeping? Oh, honey, I don't sleep. I'm not sleeping well at all. Really? What can we do to make that better? I want to help you sleep better. I don't know. You want me to go to the doctor with you? You know, I don't know if I want to go to the doctor. She's going to ask me about psychiatric stuff, and I go, well, no. Look, you can't sleep. We're going to talk about getting you some sleep. Why don't we talk about that? Okay, and maybe, all right, you could, you know, do piece by piece, okay? You know, you seem to not have much of an appetite. You don't seem to eat that much, you know? I mean, are you feeling well? Should we just kind of get you checked out? Let's just, you know, I mean, just completely bypass. All right, as much as I love straight to the point, for those of you that have tried straight to the point, it never works. In terms of, I don't want to say never works. I'm thinking of a family member of mine where that just never worked. But many times you find that doesn't work and then you give up. I don't want you to give up. All right? So do something that you think they will want to fix. A lot of people want to fix their sleeping. They want to, you know, deal with sleeping, etc. Or they want to deal with an appetite issue or a weight issue or an energy issue. An energy issue is a biggie. You know, honey, I'm looking at you and, you know, you look tired. You know, how's your energy? I never have energy. I know, you know, let's try and get that fixed. Let's look into it. I want to make sure you're getting good energy. All right. And again, I don't want you to lie to them. I don't want you to patronize them or whatever. But you are very, very honestly addressing a symptom. Now, when you see the doctor, okay, you can, you know, maybe tell the doctor you want to do baby steps and say, look, this is what I think is going on. I think if we, you know, bring up the subject too abruptly, it may scare off my wife or husband or whatever, but I don't think she's sleeping well. I see some mood issues, etc. You know, what's the best way to approach this so she doesn't run from the room screaming? Because it took me forever to get her in. I get that from patients all the time. Dr. Dahlia, it took me forever to get him in. All right. On the flip side, though, a lot of times wives will say, now that you have them, get them on this. And I understand that. You know, people don't want to go to the doctor every week. So if they're only going to go to the doctor once every 5 years, you got to get everything done. Again, the problem is they got to be careful because that scares patients. You know, so many men don't want to come into the doctor because they're afraid they're going to get a rectal exam. All right? And so I try to tell everybody, look, you know, we don't have to check the prostate today. Okay? We could do other things. We look at your blood work. We could, you know, there's other things that we could do. Just get in. But people are so apprehensive that they freak out. So my suggestion is when you do have a loved one that doesn't want to get treated, then see if you could find something that they do want to be treated for. And a lot of times it's sleep and energy that they would like to have addressed. So get that looked at. You do need to talk to their doctor. You do need to let that doctor know what is going on. All right? Now, sometimes people are inappropriately treated. We're going to be talking about after the next segment how many of us may be taking aspirin the wrong way. But sometimes people will refuse to take a quote-unquote diagnosis of something that could be related to depression, anxiety, etc. But they'll be popping sleeping pills all the time, or they'll be popping diet pills or ADD medicines for energy. So you want to make sure you are working with the doctor and let them know long term you think there's something deeper going on. A lot of us doctors don't mind a very early treatment of something temporary just to start getting, because somebody who has bipolar, somebody who has depression, anxiety, you want to make sure they get some sleep. A lot of times getting good sleep will help them feel better and maybe also help them see the light. But let them know, look, we want to make sure this doesn't turn into a habit. You know, let's do this and see if everything falls into place. And while you're at the doctor, you could say, I love my wife, she's the love of my life, etc. But I noticed because she's not getting sleep, we're also seeing, you know, some other issues. Sometimes she's really, really in a good mood. Sometimes she's not, you know, and you know, as long as you feel like you could talk in front of your wife to the doctor, you know, I want to make sure, you know, that if the sleep doesn't help kind of fix everything, we're addressing it all. And either do that privately or with the spouse there and see where it goes. Now, the spending is tough. If you are married to somebody who's a spender, or a gambler, or an addict, you will go broke. And that's what I talked about, where you have to make sure you don't go down with the sinking ship. Sometimes you need to jump off, take a look at the situation, so then you can dive back in and fix them. But you can't help a drowning victim when you're drowning yourself. You got that? So you need to make sure that you are able to stop the bleeding that happens financially, etc. So you got somebody that's spending and spending and spending, you know, when they go through the manic episodes or gambling, etc. That has to be addressed quickly, which is why, like I said, you know, you can't be kind of dinking around fighting with them saying you're bipolar. You got to start getting them some help right away. You got to be smart about it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to quickly talk about the risks of aspirin therapy and how we're doing it wrong. But really quickly, Michael wants to know, is there any benefit to men going commando? I guess we were talking about men's underwear before and risks of fungal infections and, I guess, fertility issues of, you know, holding the testicles too close to your body. If you're going commando From a fertility standpoint, I guess it would be better because the cooler the testicles are, the better for sperm. You also probably would have less skin infections, less sweat. I mean, I don't know if they've done a study with Scottish men, you know, who wear kilts and I believe don't wear underwear. I mean, to me, I would think that would really help a lot in terms of ease. I would even say probably reduce anxiety. See, women, we like underwear, but men don't. So I would probably say going commando may have more health benefits than we think. I just don't think that was studied, so I can't tell you for 100% if that would be the case. But good question nonetheless. Okay. Huh. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, aspirin. 1 in 10 of us are taking aspirin inappropriately, and we are putting ourselves at greater risk of stroke taking aspirin, even though aspirin is supposed to help prevent stroke. So what the hell is going on, and what does this mean? All right, well, that's my job. The Dr. Dahlia Show basically tells you what the hell is going on. I may not tell you very concisely, and I may elaborate and then even, you know, confuse some of the articles, but at least I tell you what the hell is going on. Okay, so apparently there was a study that found that 11% were taking aspirin inappropriately. That's the word being used. So some of you are like, what, are they putting it in the suppository? No, inappropriately orally. And people are taking aspirin because they're doing it to prevent heart attack and stroke. Some of us are even taking it to prevent colon cancer with some previous studies showing that it may prevent colon cancer. So a lot of us take it, we think we're doing it right, but we're taking it inappropriately, meaning maybe we aren't even the ones that would benefit from taking it and putting ourselves at risk. There was a study that looked at 75 milligrams. I don't know if they looked at the 81 milligrams, but I guess 75 milligrams. They looked at 68,000 patients who were being treated by cardiologists. 7,900 of them were taking aspirin despite being at very low risk for having a heart attack or stroke in the next 10 years. This was defined as less than a 6% chance of getting a heart attack or stroke. The findings came from Baylor College of Medicine, were published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. Now, I guess the average age was about 49 years old. 8 in 10 were women. Women were 16% less likely to be taking aspirin for the wrong reasons versus just 5% for men. 72% of patients were taking aspirin in cardiology practices even though they did not need it. Now, what is the big deal? So you're taking a baby aspirin. What is the big deal? Well, a baby aspirin could put you at risk for GI bleed. All right, you know, taking a baby aspirin a day, even just a little baby aspirin, little tiny baby. We call them baby aspirins because they're little babies. Also, you know, when you call it a little baby, well, you know, there's the regular aspirin, the 325 milligrams, then you have the baby aspirin, the 81 milligrams. So when you tell somebody, look, you know, we're going to have you take a pill a day, oh, it's just a little baby aspirin. Oh, okay, if it's a little baby aspirin, I could do that. Even the men, the big men are like, yeah, so I take my Lipitor, I take my Tricor, I take my Glucophage, I take my Norvasc, and baby aspirin. Good. You're taking your baby aspirin? Yeah, little baby aspirin. Like, that's good. Very manly. I know. Even my little cat. I'm looking at my cat, who I think is going to have heart disease because he always looks like he's having a heart attack. I want to give him a little baby aspirin because he's my little baby. Okay, anyway, that's enough. Okay, anyway, so, you know, you're taking something that has been shown to cause ulcers, to cause GI bleeds. Also, it could put you at risk for hemorrhagic stroke. You may be trying to prevent a thrombotic stroke, a clot-forming stroke. But you forget there's another type of stroke, just as deadly, if not more, if it's not caught, a hemorrhagic stroke, a bleed to the brain. We don't want you bleeding easier if you don't have to. So who should take daily aspirin? Well, pretty easy. If you've ever had a heart attack before, you should be taking an aspirin. Now, some of you are like, well, Dahlia, I don't think I want to wait for the heart attack. I hear you with that. I don't want you to wait for the heart attack. You know, my father, however, was taking a baby aspirin a day, still died of a heart attack. So, I mean, the baby aspirin will not prevent the heart attack all the time 100%. It's good, but it's, you know, they say if you're at low risk for heart disease, it doesn't prevent the heart attack. Okay, other things will. But who should be definitely taking the aspirin? Let's start with that. Those who have had a heart attack, those who have had stroke, those who have had angina. All right, vasospasm of the arteries to the heart causing chest pain. If you have diabetes or if you have multiple risk factors for the development of heart disease, like, for example, we talked about the risk factor. If you have high blood pressure, if you have high cholesterol, if you smoke, then probably your doctor or medical provider is going to want you on an aspirin. Okay? Do you take the 75 milligram aspirin? Do you take an 81 milligram aspirin? Do you take 100 milligram? Do you take the 325? Apparently, some studies have shown that they all may be equally effective. So that's why the less is what's been recommended. Studies reviewed by the U.S. Preventative Task Force, being reported by WebMD, have shown that daily or every other day aspirin reduced the risk of coronary artery disease in 28% in persons who never had a heart attack or stroke, but were considered high risk. Okay? Those, however, with no cardiac risk factors or major risk factors, all right, like there are people in their 20s and 30s taking a baby aspirin a day. You guys could be possibly putting yourselves at risk for GI bleed, hemorrhagic stroke, etc. Okay? Strong family history of colon cancer, dementia. There's been some studies saying maybe a baby aspirin would be good for you. Of course, you need to weigh it against if you're at risk for ulcers, etc. Now, some of you will say, well, how do I know if I'm at risk for an ulcer? What puts you at risk for an ulcer? Now, my husband would say, married? No. Being married does not put you at risk for an ulcer, okay? Get that out of your head. But very, very high stress, maybe. Although, I mean, we all have stress. Honestly, I'm so stressed, I'm tired. See? That's what happens. I get so stressed, I'm tired. So stress can do it. If you drink a lot of alcohol, I think you're at very high risk for a GI bleed, very high risk. So you got to be very, very careful. Also, it messes with the liver, and then it messes with the way you clot and some of the coagulation cascade. And so, you know, people who drink a lot are at much more risk of bleeding, you know. People who have very, very poor diets. Not just acidic diets, but poor diets where they don't digest well. I get a little nervous about that. If you have chronic acid reflux, maybe you have more erosions, more esophagitis, maybe some gastritis, maybe more markings such as that. So if you're more of a high acid type of person in terms of your belching and your reflux, you know, I might be nervous with you taking a baby aspirin. All right? So, there's debate on whether you should be taking it or not. Like I said, not much difference between taking the bigger milligrams or not, although there's still a lot of studies looking at aspirin as the super drug when it comes to cancer. Okay, there's still a lot of researchers out there thinking aspirin is going to be what, you know, is going to be able to help prevent us from cancer. Now, some people will say, look, why can't I just take like a PPI, like a Prevacid, a Nexium, a Prilosec, something to protect my stomach while I take an aspirin? Okay, I mean, if you really, really need the aspirin, let's say for heart, and you have stomach issues, yeah, a lot of times we'll do that. So you could still get the aspirin in. But if you're at low risk, talk to your medical provider first. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm honored tonight to be speaking at the Las Vegas Town Hall at Charlie's Bar. This is going to be awesome. We usually get a packed house, and I guess tonight I've been asked to speak about how we should fix Obamacare and anything else I'd like to talk about. I usually talk about my bowels or hemorrhoids or my period or whatever. But I promise, for those of you that are going to be in the Las Vegas area and that want to go, I think it's going to be about 7 o'clock. I will, you know, make sure that I talk about something that is pertinent, even though I usually do just go off about something unrelated. So that's going to be fun. Very, very honored. I'm just glad that somebody wants to hear my opinion. So, whew, good. Now, good group, though. Really good group of guys and girls. Okay. Some good news on the Ebola front. Apparently, Sierra Leone's president predicts we are going to have zero Ebola cases by the end of March. Now, even though apparently in the last 24 hours they've reported 19 new Ebola cases, Sierra Leone's president is being very optimistic, predicting that there will be zero new confirmed cases. Not Ebola completely eradicated, but zero new confirmed cases by the end of March. President Ernest Bai Koroma has predicted that his West African country, which has been one of the three hardest hit, would be Ebola-free by hopefully within the next 8 to 10 weeks. So that's pretty incredible. One of the provinces, the Puehun district, has registered zero cases for more than 42 days. By WHO standards, the country cannot be declared Ebola-free till it has registered no cases for 42 consecutive days. They say among 19 new cases the government reported countrywide, at least 8 were in and around the capital of Freetown. Sierra Leone has had about 900 cases in the past 21 days. Now, I guess we are also hearing by Liberia, they believe that the Ebola epidemic would end by June. According to data collected December 1, 2014, a computer model projected that the Ebola infections in Liberia could be largely contained by June. Another one of the three hardest hit countries. So apparently the researchers ran the model for 5 different hospital capacity scenarios, etc. Worst case scenario, the mean projection would be 130,000 Ebola cases total. However, best case scenario, there would be right now we've had 21,000 Ebola cases. They say best case scenario, we would hopefully stop at 50,000 Ebola cases. It's crazy because there's already been 8,300 deaths. Between Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and other outskirts, it's been one of the worst Ebola outbreaks ever. And even America had taken their share as well of casualties from this. But luckily not as obviously bad. So, you know, that's promising. So hopefully if, you know, Ebola could be contained by in March in Sierra Leone, by June in Liberia, then happy day. Definitely happy day. Alright, being cold, they say, is contagious. Scientists find that if you look at somebody who's shivering, that's enough to make you feel cold. They looked at a bunch of, they had volunteers watch videos of people putting their hands in cold water, found their own body temperature drop significantly, and they say this odd behavior is part of our ability to empathize with others. This is so true. When I was watching the Dallas Green Bay game, these football players out there were getting so red and frostbit. My husband noticed it first. He's like, look how frostbit, you know, look how red their arms are getting. And you just saw how cold, and you saw Romo, you know, put his hands in the little hand warmer, trying to keep his little tootsies all nice and warm. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers had to do the same thing, but Romo had to, and that's okay. You know, I like Romo. I'm obviously a huge Dallas fan, so that's fine by me. I mean, you know, warm him up. I'd personally warm them up if they ever needed it. I just love the Cowboys, but that's for different discussion. But watching them, I started to get cold. I started to get really cold, and I had to bundle up with a blankie and put socks on my feet watching them play. So it does happen. Neuropsychiatrist Dr. Neil Harrison led the research and said that unconscious physiological changes may help us empathize with each other and live in communities. When you mimic another person, it helps us create an internal model of their physiological state, and then I guess we understand their motivations and how we're feeling. So I guess it's in our evolutionary instinctive nature to, mimic other people. So if I see my family members are all tired and they just want to go to bed or be all lazy, I feel that way too a lot of times. So it is. It's very contagious. Now, in terms of technology, they say if you want to keep warm, they say wear silver. There's this prototype cotton fabric that has silver nanowires, and these nanowires trap body heat. They say it is effective as a thick fleece sweater or blanket, could even be used as an electric blanket, and silver, I guess, reflects the infrared radiation back to the body, can trap about 80% of your heat. If you add a little bit of an electrical charge, it'll act like an electrical blanket. All right. Researchers from Stanford University get credit for this one. They say the cloth is breathable and lightweight, and it could also save on central heating because you have your blankie or your silver, whatever you're wearing. No, not a piece of silver. I don't think jewelry would help you. Scientists from Stanford University developed this prototype material using silver because of its way to reflect the infrared radiation back towards the body. I guess they had to make this metallic material comfortable to wear, so they dipped cotton into a solution of silver nanowires that can sit on top of everyday clothing. And they created this fabric that could trap about 80% of the body heat. Now, for somebody like me who lives in Las Vegas, Nevada, we don't want to be any hotter than we already are. But for those of you in the cold, this is cool. Also, imagine football. You know, maybe we wouldn't have referees making bad calls like the one. All right, I know it's not. I know on a technicality, Dez Bryant technically messed up some sort of a footwork or something, but as far as I'm concerned, he caught the ball. That should have counted. Maybe if everybody was warmer, they wouldn't have been so mean, and they would have let Dallas win. They also say tiny antibacterial particles from silver woven into the fabric of socks can kill bacteria and make them smell less. A lot of us have real stinky feet. Now, the silver doesn't kill the bacteria, but it does produce, I guess, soluble ions that help reduce the stink. Studies conclude that some of the particles can come out in the wash, and unfortunately, sometimes that could even become toxic when it dissolves in water, etc. So they still have to kind of work on the silver nanoparticles. Okay, speaking of toxic in the environment, more studies coming out talking about the bisphenol S, which is the chemical compound sometimes used to replace bisphenol A in BPA-free plastic products. But they found, which BPA is supposed to be disruptive to the hormone system, etc. They say BPA and BPS are not the only synthetic chemicals in hard plastics. There's also other relatives of it as well. I don't know much about the bisphenol S, but they say to play it safe when you're talking about BPA, avoid the hard plastic sports bottles, the plastic food storage containers, food wrap, hard and flexible packaging, deli containers, plastic bags, baby bottle components like nipples and rings and liners. What the hell? This is like everything in the house. Plastic dinnerware and plates we're supposed to stay away from. Nonstick cookware. Plastic cleaning products. Thermal receipt paper. Canned food and drink. And avoid toilet paper. What do you use instead? They have here a wire salad spinner, not to replace the toilet paper. Natural rubber gloves, bar soap, and maybe a handkerchief to wipe your tushy. That's interesting. Just don't blow your nose afterwards. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.